This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Teclistamab shows strong response rates in earlier line multiple myeloma treatment. A new bispecific antibody targeting both B-cell maturation antigen and CD3 has demonstrated significant efficacy when used earlier in multiple myeloma treatment sequences, according to findings from the MajesTEC-3 phase 3 trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine. 11.3 months, median progression-free survival improvement with teclistamab versus standard care, progression-free survival by treatment group. Months of disease control in MajesTEC-3 trial participants, teclistamab 11.3 standard care 4.0, source, NEJM 2024. Georgian Medical Journal, News Trial Design, targets earlier treatment lines. The MajesTEC-3 study enrolled 740 patients with multiple myeloma who had received 1 to 3 previous lines of therapy, according to the research published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Participants were randomized to receive either teclistamab or investigator's choice of standard treatments. The primary endpoint focused on progression-free survival, with secondary measures including overall response rate and safety profiles. This represents a shift toward testing advanced therapies in patients with less heavily pretreated disease. Efficacy results show clear benefit. Patients receiving teclistamab achieved a median progression-free survival of 11.3 months, compared with 4.0 months for standard care, representing a 70% reduction in risk of progression or death. The overall response rate reached 61.3% in the teclistamab group versus 41.9% for standard treatments. Complete response rates were notably higher with teclistamab at 26.5% compared with 10.2% for standard care. These findings suggest meaningful clinical benefit when the bispecific antibody is used earlier in the treatment sequence. According to recent clinical research, safety profile requires monitoring. The most common grade 3 or higher adverse events with teclistamab included infections, 25.8%, neutropenia, 23.2%, and anemia, 17.8%. Cytokine release syndrome occurred in 48.8% of patients. Though most cases were grade 1 to 2 in severity, treatment-related deaths occurred in 2.4% of teclistamab patients, compared with 1.1% in the standard care group. The FDA approval of teclistamab for relapsed refractory multiple myeloma was based on earlier studies in more heavily pretreated patients, clinical implementation considerations. The results support expanding teclistamab use to patients with fewer prior therapies, though implementation requires specialized monitoring protocols. Healthcare systems need infrastructure for managing cytokine release syndrome and step-up dosing regimens required for safe administration. Cost-effectiveness analyses will be important as bispecific antibodies move into earlier treatment lines, potentially displacing established multiple myeloma therapies. The findings may influence treatment sequencing decisions and regulatory guidance for multiple myeloma management. Teclistamab reduced the risk of disease progression or death by 70% compared with standard treatments in patients with 1 to 3 prior therapy lines. Dr. Philippe Moreau, University Hospital of Nantes, The New England Journal of Medicine, 2024, key takeaways, teclistamab extended progression-free survival by 7.3 months compared with standard treatments. Complete response rates were 2.6 times higher with teclistamab than standard care. Cytokine release syndrome occurred in nearly half of patients, but was mostly mild to moderate. Results support using bispecific antibodies earlier in multiple myeloma treatment sequences. Frequently asked questions. What is teclistamab and how does it work? Teclistamab is a bispecific antibody that simultaneously binds to BCMA on myeloma cells and CD3 on T cells, directing immune system attack against cancer cells. It requires specialized administration protocols, including step-up dosing. How does this study differ from previous teclistamab trials? The MajesTEC-3 trial tested teclistamab in patients with fewer prior therapies, 1 to 3 lines, compared with earlier studies in heavily pretreated patients. This represents a move toward using the drug earlier in treatment sequences. What are the main side effects patients should know about? The most significant risks include infections, low blood counts, and cytokine release syndrome. Nearly half of patients experience cytokine release syndrome, though most cases are manageable with appropriate monitoring and treatment. The MagisTech 3 results represent a significant advance in multiple myeloma treatment, demonstrating that bispecific antibodies can provide meaningful benefit when used earlier in the disease course. As healthcare systems adapt to incorporate these therapies, careful attention to safety monitoring and cost considerations will be essential for optimal patient outcomes. Source: Teclistamab in multiple myeloma with 1 to 3 previous lines of therapy.